A hate campaign is underway in India. A Bible translation project for Brazil reaches the finish line, and Christians are helping in flood-ravaged Mozambique. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. President of the All India Christian Council, Joseph D'Souza, says the Christmas-related violence in Orissa, India has stopped, but now nationalist Hindus are angry. They've started a hate literature campaign against Christians. Of the 600,000 people in the Kenmahal area, D'Souza says 100,000 of them have come to Christ.
What has happened to that community after they come to Christ is, in a very short period, there is a clear transformation socially and spiritually which is visible to all. It's a threat because this visible symbol will only end up drawing more people away into the Christian faith.
Ministry has been affected by the violence, says D'Souza.
Any evangelism or evangelistic activity will be attacked. However, the witness of the people in that area has not died down. We have incredible number of stories of people who have been willing to die rather than recant or go away from their faith.
Next, desperate refugees who fled the repression of Myanmar's junta regime often fled to Malaysia. However, Bethany Christian Services' Kristen Meyer says the government doesn't recognize refugees and has been pursuing them as undocumented persons.
For those refugees that are coming out of Malaysia right now, they have no option for staying in that country. They have no safety in the country where they are now, nor in returning to Burma, and that is why there's such a need for them to be resettled to a third country, which is the U.S.
Bethany's focusing on foster care for the young people who've been separated from their parents. Meyer says the haven is both physical and spiritual.
Many of the refugees that are coming, they're being persecuted in their own country because of their Christian faith, and so many of the youth that come do share a common Christian faith with the families, and I think they're able to mutually encourage each other in that sense. Families are able to provide love and support and care in showing Christ's love in that way to these young people.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The New Testament Translation Project for Brazil's Tembe people is finally nearing an end. WordWinds International's Jared Allen.
After they finish the final verification of Hebrews, then there's a process of going through final typesetting and everything and answering some questionnaires and some forms with Wycliffe and SIL. It'll actually be sent to the printer in the middle of next year.
Now that the New Testament's at this point, Allen says the team is looking at the Tembe translation of the Jesus film. He notes the timing is just right. Eager hands will receive the project.
In November, they took the Gospel of Luke in their hands, took it among the Tembe people, had a dedication ceremony, and presented it to them. And at that dedication ceremony of the Gospel of Luke, 18 people among the Tembe accepted Christ, and so they have an emerging church right now among the Tembe, and they're anxiously awaiting the complete New Testament.
WordWinds wants to help fund more translation projects. You can help by going to our website. Next, flooding has cut off entire communities in Mozambique from the rest of the country. World Vision reports flooding has now displaced 76,000 people. World Vision is helping to evacuate stranded communities. So far, 8 people have died. World Vision has so far helped 5,000 people with shelter and food. It's being done to show the love of Christ. Malaria and cholera are concerns. Pray that World Vision will be able to combat the threat. And Food for the Hungry is also helping in Mozambique. Food for the Hungry's relief unit has submitted a proposal to UNICEF for material and child nutrition assistance. The funding will allow Food for the Hungry to support the ongoing monitoring of the nutritional status of children, pregnant and lactating women, and other vulnerable individuals. Food for the Hungry works with churches and leaders to meet the community's physical and spiritual needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.